The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. On that day, as evening drew on, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let us cross to the other side." Leaving the crowd, they took Jesus with them in the boat, just as he was, and other boats were with him. A violent squall came up, and waves were breaking over the boat, so that it was already filling up. Jesus was in the stern, asleep on a cushion. They woke him and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" He woke up, rebuked the wind, and said to the sea, "Quiet, be still." The wind ceased, and there was great calm. Then he asked them, "Why are you terrified? Do you not yet have faith?" They were all filled with great awe and said to one another, "Who then is this whom even the wind and sea obey?" The Gospel of the Lord. So now, from that very short reading in the Gospel this morning, if we just briefly go through the Gospel line by line, you'll see that it's all about our life and our journey through life. That's really what it's all about. So, on that day, as evening drew on, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let us cross to the other side." Now, we often think that's just a throwaway line, but it's not. Whenever Jesus said, "Let us cross to the other side," he always had something new to teach his apostles. So it wasn't just a matter of going to the other side. And number two, he didn't say where he was going. He didn't tell them where he was going or why he was going. But he just got in the boat and said, "Let's cross over to the other side." Now, crossing over to the other side always brings about the twin themes of trauma and transformation. So very often we don't want to move from our present position, and many of us are fearful of any kind of change or changing our attitude or making a difference in our life. And then very shortly after they left the shore, now remember, it was nighttime, and so it was dark, and the Sea of Galilee, or the Lake of Galilee, storms often arise because there's mountains there, and the wind comes down and makes big waves and so on, and squalls. And so you got to be very careful. And the violent squall and the waves is a symbol or an image of our lives. So that we're going along, we're doing okay, and suddenly we hit a brick wall. And suddenly we're in some kind of difficulty, or we don't know where to turn or what to do. Now, interesting, which you may not have noticed, The apostles are trying their best to not let the boat sink. And they're in a lot of difficulty. And in a very stern way, they say to Jesus, "Teacher, do you not care that we're perishing?" Now, have you ever kind of got angry with God? You ask God to help you, and he doesn't seem to help you. Or at least, he doesn't seem to help you when you want him to help you. And so sometimes people get very worried about that when they feel angry with God. It's pretty normal. Anger is just a normal human emotion. So don't worry about that. And then he woke up, and suddenly he said, "Be calm," to the sea. "Be still," and all was calm. And so that line, when things are really, really difficult, and you don't know where to turn, a good thing to do is take yourself away somewhere where you can be quiet and really look into your own soul and your own heart and say, where is that fear and that worry coming from? Because no matter whether we are prepared to admit it or not, all of us go through times of fear. And there's a lot of fear out there today. Why are so many people buying guns? The sale of guns has shot up. And more people are buying a gun. And then practically every day, when we look at the news or we read the papers, we find there's been another mass shooting somewhere. What is wrong? People don't seem to be able to deal with their feelings or with their anger. And many people are in that situation today. And people from different nations have particular worries and fears. And there's many, many people now afraid to go outdoors. There's no way to live our lives. So we've got to look into our own hearts and ask myself, am I fearful? And if I am, why? And you'll find, one of the things I find, that if you're not in the present moment and you're into next week or next month, then you're not going to be peaceful. And the other thing, people say, "Oh, I wished I had some peace of mind." Well, believe me, as long as you're in your mind, you're not going to have peace. Peace has to be down in the heart, down deep in the soul. That's where you find peace. And that sometimes requires quietness and looking into your own heart and see, what, please, Lord, let me know. Let me see what is causing this fear. And you'll find 9 times out of 10, it's not always something outside you, but it's within you, deep down. And normally the false self is in charge, because you're worried, things won't work out very well for me in that situation or in this situation, and you become very, very fearful. Very fearful. And in the final line, and so what's the antidote? Well, do you listen to the response to the psalm this morning? The love of the Lord is everlasting. And when you believe, if you can believe, and I hope you do, that before ever you were born, you were loved by God. And you will be loved by God for all eternity. And no matter what you do, you can never change that position. God loves you absolutely. So the best antidote to fear is, Jesus, I trust in you. Now, it's no good saying it from the head, but you've got to really, really feel it in your heart and be able to say, Jesus, I trust in you. I trust in you. And then the final life and the final line, they were filled with great awe. That's a beautiful thing, to have awe. The awe, have an awe for the beauty of God, for the love of God, to be filled with awe. And awe leads to gratitude. To lighten the situation, there's a little story about being filled with awe and, who is this person? And four women were talking one day, and one woman said, they were talking about their sons, and one woman said, my son is a bishop, and whenever he walks into a room, people always greet him, your lordship. Oh, the second woman said, well, my son is an archbishop, and whenever he walks into the room, they greet him with your grace. Says the third woman, my son is a cardinal. Whenever he walks into a room, they greet him by saying, your eminence. And so they looked at the fourth woman and they said, what about your son? And she said, well, my son is 7'3" tall. He weighs over 400 pounds. And when he walks into a room, people say, my God. There you go. Anyhow, that's it now. For all the fathers here, we have a very special blessing this morning. So if all the fathers who are here stand. And then those of you who are standing near, please extend your hands towards the Father near you. And at the end of each of these little blessings is a big amen from you. So as one family, we pray for our fathers present and remembering those not present with us today. Please answer each vocation, as I've just said, with a resounding, faithful amen. On this day of all days, may you have the love and respect of your children. Together we say, amen. We bless you with the awareness of our gratitude for your sacrifices in giving life opportunities to your children. Together we say, amen. As you have dreamed and hoped for success and fulfillment for your children, so now do we dream and hope for you. Together we pray, amen. Genuine prayerful love embraces all of us in our best and worst times. In God's providence, our fathers are given to us to receive the love of Jesus. May that love foster in all patience and acceptance in their humanity. We ask for the grace of generous hearts. Together, we pray.
Amen.
As we pray over the Father's presence with us, remember with affection and gratitude those absent from us today, living and dead. We offer the faith, prayers, and love of this assembly. Together we pray.
Amen.
On this day, dedicated for fathers, may they know how much they are loved. From grateful hearts, we pray for the we pray in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. And God bless all your fathers, and may you have a lovely day and enjoy this special day.